Okay, everybody, this is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Ship. So, is anybody out there? Carrie, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Hi, Ron, and welcome everybody to Station 2 on BBS Saturday night, and it's the 17th of December, almost the end of the year. Unbelievable. So, looks like we have quite a few people on the fast chat already saying hello. And we will be going to the Lightship probably in a little bit here. If you have any questions for tonight, do type them into the fast chat. I know there's a question over on the clsquestions@yahoo.com, so I'll ask that in a little bit. I haven't opened that up yet. So tomorrow is number 2 of Ron's 3 consecutive Sunday 8-hour healing marathons, which spill over through the week and through the month for hours and hours and hours of healing for us on the Lightship. If you take part in that, you can still sign up if you haven't been on the Saturday or Sunday last weekend. So go on to creationlightship.com to sign up through the website for that. If you have questions tonight and you're not fitting them into the however many letters it is that you can type into the fast chat, you can send those over to the clsquestions@yahoo.com. So I'll open that up in just a sec. What else will be coming up? Monday will be number 6 maybe of Ron's Monday decloning calls, where he goes through various timelines connected to different body parts is how he's doing it right now, to take out the clones in us related to those timelines and body parts. It's an hour plus, a little over an hour, hour and a half sometimes, phone call. And there have been quite a lot of you on those calls lately. So if you're either new or not so new and haven't been on that, that's just $20. And a lot of people are experiencing many different kinds of healings from those. I think the total number of clones is somewhere in the range of 20,000 that Ron has cleared from people. We are all getting different amounts cleared on those calls, but that's sort of the general number, average number, or maximum number, I should probably say. So what else, Ron? Anything else you want to talk about?
Yeah, we could go a little bit longer tonight if you want to, come on BBS on the fast chat and maybe ask some questions. Maybe we can go over 15 minutes or something if you guys want. That would work okay, BBS, it is all right. The show behind us, so we'll come on after us. So but if you want to go over a little bit, we can. We'll see what happens here. So, I guess we have enough people on now. We're at 7 o'clock, a little bit after. Sometimes they get on right on the hour, so maybe we'll wait a little bit here. Is there any questions that we could answer first before we go to the Lightship, since we're just a little bit early?
Yeah, there's a question over on the Yahoo email address, clsquestions@yahoo.com. That came in for tonight, and the question is, can a person's body be propped up by aliens after it's no longer able to sustain life on its own?
Propped up. So does that...
kept alive, I guess.
So can a body be alive after the person dies here? Is that the question?
I think so. After we would normally not be able to stay alive, can we be kept alive by the aliens, by an alien race?
Yeah, I'll describe that. All they have to do, let's say that everybody right now, we're all going to die. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Now we're all dead, but you're listening anyway, right? So we're all dead now. So what could the aliens do to us? As we're looking around and our body, is kind of maybe it wiggled for a little bit. Now it's like, not doing too well, turning gray. And so what can they do to us? They could go back a minute before we died, put us onto a timeline, and keep us on that timeline, slow time way down, and you could be there for a long time. So, yes, remember, they're in control of the timeline. So we have a timeline that we live on here where we're born and where we die. But they can take us, in the Beyondo, just like they did the soldiers. Their technology, anyway, we'll say, the timeline traveling. I'm not saying the aliens took the soldiers into the timeline, but it's their technology. And so that's how that works. People from the past are transported into the future on a timeline. And from there, they're brought back to whatever timeline they need to travel on. And so that's what could be happening. So, yeah. And now, can you be cloned out also many places? Yes. Probably every answer, or I'll reverse that. Probably everything that you're thinking about that they can do to you, I'm sure the answer is probably yes. So that's not too good, but that's why we need to be decloned to get these things out of us. They will connect us onto timelines. Remember, we know that. Just think of, you know, the times that you may have had a dream that looked real to you, and maybe after a while, then you had a deja vu on it when you're awake, and you wonder what happened. Well, those are timelines that you're experiencing. So that's kind of the way that works. It's probably the most sci-fi way of looking at things to the max that is actually happening. And that's, unfortunately, the way it is. So the only way you're going to have control of your life is to do that emotional clearing, then do your timeline crashing, and do the decloning to help you to get out of alien control. That's why we're going in this direction here. So back to you, Carrie. Do you have anything to add on that?
No. I was actually just reading the FOSS chat and checking the other email address to see if there was anything else. So Rosetta is asking, what is a clone clearing?
Clone clearing will be coming up. We're doing it on Monday, 5:30 PST. They've been lasting over what I normally do. Normally the call is an hour long, but we've been going probably vicinity of hour and a half typically, and we take out the clones of you that reside with you on a particular issue. So we've been focusing on body stuff. So let's just say that we did an issue, which we do, and I think on all the calls here, I like to do heart and lungs. Then we go into other things, muscles and eyes and ears and stuff. But let's just talk about your heart. So what we do is we find the problem that people could have with their heart, and that would be on a given timeline. So the timeline heading, we'll say, is heart and physical heart in your body. Now, how many clones are coming into you that's giving you a heart problem? You know, it could be, we'll say, 500 of them. So all of a sudden, one day, we'll say, you know, you're living your life and you feel your heart kind of having a problem. So how does that work? Well, the alien is now on a problem with you, and naturally they want to take the energy from you during this problem. Naturally, if your heart has a problem, you're probably going to be in a lot of fear. So now all of a sudden, all the clones hop on the timeline of heart condition, and they come into you, and each time you get worried about your heart, they're with you, and that happens. Now, they can also live your life, too, as you're having a heart problem. So the clones may last in you because they're also doing an emotional situation with you too, and they may be in you every 10 minutes. So every 10 minutes, maybe you're switching clones out. But you still have the heart condition, and that's kind of how it works. Is that, hope I answered that question in kind of a simple way. So they attach to you on a timeline. Timeline is either for a physical condition, could even be a mental condition, or a emotional condition. And like, we'll just use the word of fear. So all of a sudden, here you are on a fear timeline. Now, what kind of fear do you have? Maybe you're, you know, afraid of going out night when it's dark out, because maybe there's critters on the street walking around, people, or maybe animals that could bite you. Right away, you're in fear of this, so they're coming into your body because you have the fear. They'll keep coming in and in and in until they get satisfied with what they want to do in your body because they're controlling your body at the time. So let's just say that all of a sudden, you know, you're walking down the street and you hear a strange noise 100 foot ahead of you. So they're controlling the timeline. So that clone that saw that maybe left, and now another new clone comes in, but they're bringing in a complete new movie of you on the timeline. And so now all of a sudden, first maybe you heard a little noise, and that was no problem for you, but the new clone really wanted to take your emotional energy, really wanted to get you scared. Now he's or she is bringing in this clone into you, into your reality here, bringing into you a dog that's growling at you. So all of a sudden, that reality that the clone brought in on a timeline, remember the timelines are just like movie theater pictures, you see. You're actually on a script. They brought into you this clone with this big dog, and it's growling at you. Now you're really terrified. And now that clone said, oh, I got all my energy that I needed. I'm filled up. My emotional energy that you had for fear, I guess, take is on full, overflowing. So I'll leave now. So it leaves, and another one pops in. And you're now, you know, you don't know what happened, because when they leave, you don't know that they're leaving. But all of a sudden, you're frozen in space. Everything is stopped. So another clone comes into you, and they go, you know, instead of one dog, we're going to have two dogs, because one dog worked really well with the last clone, because we're viewing what was happening, and we have the complete memory. But we're going to bring two dogs in. I really want to get charged up. I'm actually pretty low today. So all of a sudden now, two dogs are brought forth in the movie script, and the clone pops into you, and the timeline starts moving now. Before it was stopped, remember, you're frozen. And all of a sudden now, you're there, and you hear the noise of two dogs. Now you're really, really scared. And this is the way it works. So they're in control of your reality on a timeline. And you want to get rid of those clones out of you. Now, it all depends how much they want to do to you and how far they want to go with harming you. Maybe the dogs might bite you, or maybe you might scare the dogs off. But it's up to what the clones want to do. You have no choice in the matter. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so maybe, because we probably have some listeners tonight, perhaps spilling over from earlier shows today, who haven't heard about this before, I'm thinking perhaps Rosetta hasn't heard too much about it before, but maybe you can just explain as a bit of background why we are even dealing with clones and why we need a clone clearing. Why do we have clones of us?
Okay, the dark side, the aliens, extraterrestrials that brought us time here, made us go into the energy of mind, of thoughts. Source energy does not have thoughts or mind. But they brought you into mind, and this is what your ancestors lived with. And you'll still be living on timelines, even though you might see them buried, okay? And so basically what happens is that the energy in you, as you look out of your eyes, is typically going to be a clone. Now, the real you is only here maybe a couple hours out of the month, and all the rest of the time, you are cloned. And this is the way it is. And clones come in and out of your reality maybe every 10 minutes. So they come into your reality as you change your thinking, as you change your physical actions of the day, your mindset, whatever you're doing. Like I gave the example before about driving your car, one clone's in you. And then you go to a parking place and park your car, start to step out of your car, another clone comes in. And maybe you're going to a grocery store, so once you step into the grocery store, you get that cart, another clone comes in. Now you need to read your shopping list. And you decide to maybe buy some butter. So you start walking where the butter is, another clone comes in, and that clone wants to get a certain brand of butter. So it gets that, and if for some reason that clone leaves, another clone comes in, and it doesn't like that butter that you bought, you're going to go back with your shopping cart, put that butter on the shelf and get a different brand. Now you want to maybe have some grain. So you go to the area where the grain is, and this is kind of how it works. Another clone comes in, and it keeps going on and on and on and on and on until you finally get home. And then if you're watching TV and you get startled by watching something, you do the channel surfing, and all of a sudden a program comes on and the clone in your body doesn't want to see it, so it pushes another button to move it forward. And then once you get the movie that you want to see, then you're watching it. Another clone comes into you and it goes, you know, since I got the last history of what happened earlier, I knew that this person, the other clone, was surfing the channels, and I saw a movie that I really want to see. So all of a sudden now you're watching another movie because this clone wants to see another movie to have the experience of stealing your emotional energy through it. And that's the way it is. So how do you know you're a clone? Well, you just take it for granted that you are. Nothing to worry about. This is your whole life. It's been the way it's been here on this planet for a long time. So you have to just take that as fact. Now, when you get decloned, all of a sudden, you know the difference. So clone people look plastic. They look like they have no energy, hardly. And once you get decloned and you see things around you and you look at people that are the plastic-looking mannequin-type people, robotic people, and you're real, then you go, wow, this is quite something. And that's what the clone call is about. So the clone call is $20, and it's on Monday, starting at 5:30 Pacific Standard Time. And you just get on the conference call. Nothing for you to do. We just start taking out clones. And your experience of this being done, your body might jerk. If you have a mirror in front of you, you know, actually physically watch your body change and maybe your face change, hair color change. Because each time a new clone comes in, that clone of you has to be created by the alien race that is in charge of the clone. Remember, they stop time, though. So you think that you're here in linear time. Well, they stop time. They can stop it for 10 hours. They can stop it for 6 months. So they're preparing you and all of your surroundings on this movie set so that you will look very much like the last clone looked. And it's interesting to watch people if you have the availability to do that during this process. And after you get decloned, normally you become human. Your skin will feel different. Your hair will feel different. Your skin will feel more moist. And you may be able to see colors better because you're real. Because once you get rid of the last clone, then we put in the real you into your body. And we go through different physical conditions that you could have, like maybe a sore neck, sore back, we'll say. We work with different body organs. And that's the way the clone call works. So we probably maybe work through, I'll just say, 8 to 10 of those organs. And we take out a clone, you know, basically every second or a little bit more than that. So that's what it is. So I'll be doing this in L.A. in the middle of February if you happen to be in that area at the Conscious Life Expo. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, and I think what you mentioned also, Ron, is that our skeleton seems to not be cloned, and that's sort of the scaffolding that these clone versions of the squishier parts of ourselves are plonked onto. So we keep our skeleton, I think you have said, and also the other part that seems to feel the same continually is our stream of consciousness, which is, I guess, why we're not really aware of the interchanging of all these clones with us. So I don't know if you want to add to that or say, yes, that's right, or no, that's not quite right.
Yeah, that's correct. And clones, you know, typically have about a two-week consciousness being passed on through the different clones, because that's all you really need. Look at your life. How much information do you really need to have, you know, to live, you know? Like right now, you know about getting onto this program, and that's all that you need to know. If you go back a couple weeks from now, you may have a hard time thinking about what you did 2 weeks ago. It'll eventually come up as they go into more of the database, but what's more recent is what you're going to be looking at. And, you know, probably actually only maybe a few days or so is all that someone really needs to be able to live here, give you the information that you need. So since we have a weekend, I'm sure that they are going to have to put you back into the workplace, we'll say, from Friday to Monday. So they're going to have the information from last Friday. Thursday, maybe not. But they will need it from Friday. So then you got the weekend, which is being stored along with, Friday, and then you come to work on Monday, and your work takes off. Begin your week with what you did last Friday. What happened on Thursday may not mean too much. So for that, you're looking at probably a 3 to 4 day remembrance of what happened. So, back to you, Carrie.
Okay. So, Tiffany has a question that kind of dovetails with this whole clone thing, and she's asking if you would please describe timelines and how they work.
Okay, a timeline is what the aliens created to put you on. Remember, we live in time here. That's why you have a clock, a watch, and we have, even one in our car. So we have to know exactly where we are and what time it is. And the timelines can overlap. You could be living on various timelines. You could call it like a life stream. So you could be living right now in this moment and also living 10 years ago at the same time, but you don't know that because those information and that consciousness is not going to overlap. What they do is they abduct you onto the timeline. So this is alien abduction. And they take you out of here and put you into a timeline. That's why you have dreams. That's why you maybe feel strange sometimes. This is your deja vu. Sometimes it could be a timeline that you just don't understand what's going on. I feel kind of dizzy or spacey. And they're in control of time. So whatever they're doing, they can speed time up and slow it down. And you can be living on multiple timelines. But you don't know that because you only have the recall of one of them, which is the one that you're on at the time. And one example is I mentioned about going up to a stop sign. It's a red light. So you look to your left to see if you can pull your car up because you can do that in most states after you stop. And so you come up to the red light, and you're in the right-hand turn lane, and you look to the left. There's no car there whatsoever. And then you start to pull out to get maybe half the car length out. All of a sudden, you hear a horn honking at you, and you turn your head to the left. Nope, and you wonder, geez, where'd that car come from? The street was cleared completely. I could see for a mile down the road. How could this car be next to me? Well, they just dropped that car in onto your timeline. Now, the person who was driving that car, they were living on a timeline that's just as real as yours, and they dropped him into your timeline. And now he thinks that you're a complete idiot because with him, all that he saw on his timeline before he was dropped into yours, all that he saw was, the signal there with no car there. And he's driving at, say, 40 miles an hour, obeying the law, going 40 miles an hour down this street. And all of a sudden, he thinks you're a jerk because you pulled out of nowhere in front of him and almost causing this wreck. And maybe you did have a wreck. So both of you could have whole different stories about what happened, but that's the way it works. So there's many other things that happen, but that's one good example, and that's probably all happened to you. You look out of your window of your car, nothing is there, and all of a sudden something appears, and you think, gee, they were in my blind spot. Well, yeah, that could be true. Remember, your mind has to rationalize something, but just maybe they got dropped in. And if you ever misplace your keys or a wallet or a code or something, and you looked all around for it, then all of a sudden, maybe a week or two later, it pops up on your kitchen table or on a chair or on the coat rack, and you go, man, this is weird. How did it come here? So normally people would say, well, I have some kind of little spirits around playing jokes on me here in the house, and they brought it back, and thank you very much, and that's your mind just kind of shuts off from there, and it's fine. Well, actually, you left it on another timeline. Came out of your pocket, you hung your coat up, and they brought you back here without you getting your coat. And that's what happens with that. So that's how abductions happen. They take things and take you. If you don't bring everything back, you know, that's one way to look at it. Another thing is maybe you go to sleep at night and you have your covers on your bed a certain way. And, you know, you wake up the next morning and all of a sudden you go, gee, how did my sheet get backwards on my bed? Or how did my comforter get turned sideways? Or why did I have my pajama top on backwards? So that's another abduction situation where they're taking you out on a timeline. Abductions are timelines. Abductions are parallel lives. Same thing. And none of those should be allowed here, but the aliens came in to do this. And this is where we're living. We're living in the alien realm of timelines where they abduct everybody all the time. Every 10 minutes you're abducted. Just kind of watch your mindset or watch people. Ask somebody a question, and if they don't know the answer exactly to what you're asking, what do they do? Most people will look at you with a blank stare, like they're trying to search for something. Or maybe they look up in the sky, asking God for this information or something, you know. They look up, and then all of a sudden, a half second later, they go, oh, yeah, I remember that now, yeah. Well, they were disconnected. The aliens had to download the database to them for them to answer the question. Because if they said, I don't know what happened, you go, man, this is like an hour ago. You were there, you know. You were, you know, doing this with me. What do you mean you don't remember? Only been an hour. Well, because they probably went through, you know, 6-7 clones since that time, and maybe that information never got retrieved, and they thought it wasn't even needed. So that's how it works. So, yes, you are a clone, and you will know that if you go on the call on Mondays. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so another question that kind of fits in with this, the timelines and the clones and everything. Marie R. has... said that she's been timeline crashing alien concentration camps all day today, and we were talking about that a little last night on the show, and you did a sample of that. So she's asking, how would this help a person? How does it help to timeline crash alien concentration camps?
What it could be, what could help you is that you could have been there, number one. And you could have a lot of trauma associated with the concentration camps. And maybe they could have put you into many timelines, so you're being used on maybe the same camp 20 times in different bodies that may not even look like yours. Or it could be the exact same body, but they're taking more mileage out of you because on one of the timelines, maybe something happened to you where you were suffering or, I don't want to use the term being tortured, but something that was negative. And then they go, oh, wow, this person really is responding well to this situation. So all the alien races see that, and they now want to go kind of tangent with this timeline. And then all of a sudden you're put on these timelines that are all running at the same time as yours, and they're getting more mileage out of you. Now your poor spirit is jumping back and forth to these different timelines. They created a physical body out of your body spirit. Remember, your body has a spirit. And, you know, they're getting all this mileage out of you, and all of a sudden everything comes back to you at some point because you feel the trauma from bleed through from all these timelines. So that could be a part of it. And in your own life, you could probably look at this as maybe being psychic because people could have a situation to where maybe they're looking for something and they go on another timeline instantly, if they're able to jump timelines, and see and get the answer to their question. And then from there, they're going back to this timeline and getting the information. Does that make sense to you, Carrie?
Yeah. Kind of like passing the baton in that relay race where you run and you pass it to the next person and they run and they pass it to the next person.
Yep, that's correct.
All right, so hopping on to a new topic real quick. There's and several people asking about the Earth Spirit, and I know you've mentioned on previous shows that the Earth Spirit is off on another adventure. So people are wondering if it is gone still, and maybe you can just mention a little bit about that. I know you have talked about how there are space holders here on the planet where the Earth Spirit would be. Let's see, Rosetta was wondering, and I think Ed was wondering, and perhaps one or two other people. I'm sifting through several pages of Fast Chat here, but there are quite a few people who are wondering that. So is there anything new yet on the Earth Spirit? Is it still here? Is it still gone? And what do you know about what's going on with it?
Well, as of this point, the Earth Spirit left. It's doing its pre-ascension. So how long is pre-ascension? I don't know. It's getting prepared to leave. Well, I should say it a different way. As of right now, it has left. Okay? Mm-hmm. Is it going to come back? It could. But it's finding more of itself, because it does have to energize the Earth blueprint to do the ascension, get it out of here. Unless maybe it just totally gives up because of alien infiltration here. But we'll just say that it has to come back here to energize its blueprint, to take the blueprint out of here. So it's out doing what it can now to find itself. And it's left... probably around maybe the third week in October of this year here. I was in New York about that time, so I'm just kind of guessing, around the third week is when the Earth Spirit left here. What's here is space holders. And I'll show you the difference here, what it is. We'll bring in the Earth Spirit here, part of its energy. You can see the difference. So right now you have creation lightship space holders here on this planet. They can't do anything. They can't do any battles. It's just a way that the lightship can just hold space. But it's non-active. Okay? And we're going to bring in the Earth Spirit now so you can actually feel what it's like the way it used to be. And you might look at something that's living around you. If you have a plant or something, you'd be able to feel the energy change on it. Or you might even feel your body changing as you're connected to the Earth. And being connected to the Earth means that you're getting life energy from the Earth. So here we go. Earth Spirit coming in. I'm going to count to 10. Naturally feel yourself. You might get happier. Feel more life force. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. So you can just see how you're feeling now. We'll hold this energy until the show ends, and then the energy will go away like it has been away for quite a while here, and it'll be back to space holders. Oh, see a question here about the LA conference. So it's the Conscious Life Expo. You could probably Google that. And I think it's the same weekend as Valentine's Day, thereabouts, okay? So normally that's, I think, the second week. I think it's, the 14th or something, but I'm not 100% sure on the date, but that's about when it is. So, and I'll have two lectures there with a workshop that should be free, unless I can do something where I have an extended one. I'll have to see what happens here. I still need to talk to the promoter about it. And then to see if I can do a Monday decloning of people. But we'll see how that all works out. But how are people feeling? Back to you, Carrie.
All right. Let's see. Dan had a clone question. Dan's wondering, do clones survive on cloned Earths just fine, or do they need part of the Earth spirit also?
Oh, okay. No, they don't need the Earth spirit because it's already cloned. So they cloned it, but they could take a little piece of the Earth spirit too. It's like they take a little piece of you. And that's could be how they're doing it, because they do have to have some kind of life force. And so, yeah, they could have part of the Earth spirit there, maybe a little grain of sand, materialize the whole planet. Remember, the spirit is very powerful. You don't really realize that, you know. Just think of your whole body being nurtured by a grain of sand, okay? Just think if you had your whole body of sand, how much power you would have and how much integrity you would hold of light. So that's how you have to look at it. You know how much better you feel after each clearing that you've had, because another grain of sand got collected. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, and another clone question. Cindy's wondering if you're feeling indecisive, if you can't make a decision, is that a sign that perhaps you're a clone? You're having a clone moment.
Yeah, the cloned robot. Yeah, it's very possible. Maybe you have a stupid clone. So you could, hey, you know, I got this stupid clone in me right now, and I want to get a smart clone. So remember, you're just running programs. You have to realize that you're just running a program. This is a little hard for people to understand. You're running a program life, so why not change the program? This is what we do on the psychic billboard. That's $20 a month. You go in there and you change the billboard to how you want your life to be. You have to know where you are first. And then you check it every day or two to see, you have to check your life to see how your life is changing according to what's on your billboard. Then you change your billboard again. So that's kind of the way that works. So, yeah, you could always ask for a smarter clone to come into you, or one that knows how to do the task better. So I would think if you happen to have maybe an operation coming with the doctor and, you know, you have nothing to say about what they're doing, because you're put to sleep, you might ask to have that doctor have the clone that knows how to do the work properly. Unless maybe by some strange reason there something happens where maybe the real him comes in of pure light energy, the real him comes in for a couple of hours during your surgery. So, but normally it's going to be a clone. And so you can look at that and figure, gee, you know, I went to this doctor or this person to do this job, and everybody told me how great this person was. And when they came to me and to help me out, I got nothing really special, and it was kind of a botched job. You know, and I should have maybe went to somebody else, but I trusted all my friends, and all my friends were saying, gee, how could this person do this poor of a job for you? You know, this was, never do this to me. Well, you had a clone come in that just wasn't, or she had one come in that just wasn't up to par, but it's still living there. The aliens don't care. So now you can look upon your whole life and see situations, if you look outside of yourself, you can see situations of how this has happened to other people. Normally, we don't see ourselves as being a clone. You can always blame somebody else for the circumstances. But now look at you. What did you do that was kind of goofy? That really wasn't you. Connected or to you, you know, consciously too well. You made a mistake. You know, it'd be the typical person that maybe is a chef, and they're, you know, maybe they're doing food preparations. And so they're going in there chopping up onions and carrots and things, you know. And they've done it their whole life. They could do it blindfolded. And one day they cut their finger. They go, man, how could I have done that? Well, they just had a clone come into them who wanted to experience having a cut finger and also didn't know how to do the job. So that's one way to look at this here. And if you look at this way, you can understand, you know, the main thing that Jesus said on the cross, forgive them for they don't know what they do. So that's one way to look at that. Back to you, Carrie.
All right. And kind of relating to Cindy's question about indecision that you were answering, Cammie is saying, so kind of saying and asking, so when we change our mind, we're changing clones.
That is correct. Different mindset, different program going off, you know, and we all do that, you know, being indecisive, you know, trying to choose, you know, just think of the times that you go and you start looking at fruit or vegetables at the store. You know, maybe you pick one up and it feels fine to you, you know, and it's good. And then you look at it with another clone on you and it sees a little imperfection on that tomato and you go, I want to eat that. You buy another, you get another tomato, you know, and that's because a different clone came in, maybe a little higher consciousness. Or maybe it was more in tune with what the tomato was like, because it ate a tomato maybe, you know, 25 years ago. And that same clone now is coming into you from the alien race, and it goes, wow, this tomato, you know, is really, you know, crummy. I better get a better one. I know what tomatoes are. So that's how you have to look at this here. Back to you, Mary.
Okay, and I'm just looking at the website for the next LA Conscious Life Expo, and it's February 10th, 11th, and 12th. So that's the Friday, Saturday, and Sunday right before Valentine's weekend. It's always right before, right on, or right after, just depending where the 14th lands. So Ron's lectures and workshops are always free, so all you need to buy to get into this are the day passes, which is actually the cheapest thing to do there. That gets you onto the exhibitor floor so that you can go to Ron's booth and experience the light infusion chamber and then get into all of Ron's lectures and workshops. Usually there are two or three of them, right, Ron? You usually have one each day, I think.
Yeah, and if you are going to be coming to that, there are some inexpensive places to stay around the airport there. If you have to fly in, they have shuttles normally. I believe there's like maybe a travel lodge, Motel 6, all really close to the location, which is the LAX Hilton. So that's where the expo is going to be. And there is parking there. There's parking lots around it if you happen to drive in. And they do give you a discount for going to the expo on parking. And it's always been, up to now, anyway, $10 to park there for the day. So, and there are, you know, locations. There's our place that we eat is Denny's, which is probably, 15 minutes away from the expo walking. So that's where we go. And if you like fast food, which I don't normally eat, but there is a Carl Jr. You know, on the way to Denny's. So anyway, that's kind of it. But it's right by the airport, and you could take a shuttle to the LAX Hilton. I think they are about every 20 minutes one comes there. So you can just take that and be right there. And if you want to go to another location, few blocks away from that to stay, which might be less money. I think it's was $89 last time. I don't know what it's this time. Used to be $99, and they knocked it down. So I don't know what's going to happen, but I won't know when it gets closer. But you do book your night at that hotel through the Conscious Life Expo to get the discount. So back to you, Gary. We go to the light ship?
Sure. Why don't we do that now?
Okay, everybody. Here we go. So you can bring up your animals, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants. And we'll go there for probably 5 or 10 minutes. So going up, I'll count to five so you can actually feel room switch here. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. We're there. And we'll go into the room that has I'm seeing rainbow energy, so we'll go into the rainbow room. Here we go. He'll bring the energy to you. Remember, request your healing. Healing's in the now on the light ship. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay? And go into another room, and they're showing me sheep, so we'll go deal with the sheep. And these are light beings that have the physical appearance and body of a sheep. These look very white, and I also see some black sheep. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, request your healing because the light does not judge you. You have to judge yourself. That you have to complain about something, which is judgment about what your problem is with your body, so they can help you. Went into another room. We'll go into the room where the silver water is. Here we go. And we're like in this large pool of water, and the water is kind of like bubbling, like Alka-Seltzer, we'll say, fizzy water. And here we go into this water right now. So I'll bring the energy into us, using the word stronger to do that. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay? And next we're going to go into another location. And we'll go into where they have the round disc. There's one below you, one on top of you. This one happens to be pink, pink energy coming into your body. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Oh, boy. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. We'll get some life force energy coming our way here. So we'll get the red energy going into the hot tub room, and we'll get energized here. So we're going into this here. We all have our own special hot tub for us here. And if you're in a cold location, up north or back east from me, then you may want to have your body temperature increase slightly. And here we go. You can go up a little bit, so just request that. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, we get a little more energy coming our way. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, I see a request here from Heidi to go into the deer room. So here comes the fawns. And bring those into you. Remember, they do healing too. Just request your healing. These are light beings. They'll be taking what they're in right now, that body, after ascension to a planet where there are like deer and antelope and turtles and mermaids and everything like this here. So here comes the deer energies, and there are dinosaurs too. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, we'll go into a room that has, this is a little different. Haven't been in this room before. So you kind of know what an anteater looks like. So these have like anteaters, but they don't eat ants. They kind of eat little imperfections on your skin. So this would be quite interesting. So they may look for little alien critters that are wiggling around on you. Maybe they're parasites or something. But here we go. So if you start to have tingles in your body, on your skin, know that they're working to help you. Here they come. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10, and they actually see different types of color frequencies. And what doesn't look proper for you, they are eliminating this way. So again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we can stay in any room that we wish, even though I'll mention other ones. And we are in rooms that we I haven't even mentioned yet. We'll go into the tree room. That's what Everett would like with the light breeze. So here we go. Perfect temperature. So here comes the tree room, and you might even be able to smell the trees. I'm kind of wishing to have like the scent of maybe like a pine tree. So here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we'll go into the room where the seals are. Again, request your healing. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. Let's see what else on the fast chat here. Do you have any suggestions, Carrie?
Well, Maria, I think, is seeing or hearing seals calling. Shane is saying the water beings are very interesting. Let's see.
Donna. We can go where the water spirits are.
Okay.
We're going to go to a very, very large waterfall with the big lake and crystal clear water, so we'll go in there. The water will heal us, too. So we'll have the water spirits heal us. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, let's go into, let's get the koala bears. So here they come. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, and we'll look for the hedgehogs. Here they come. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. We got to do the kangaroos. Here they come. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. I'll get them a little better here. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, so we'll come back from the light ship now, everybody. And our animals and pets, flower, tree, garden, plants are coming back. So again, just kind of look at them now, see how they look, see how they feel. And you're going to be disconnected from your surroundings. This is what happens when you're completely out of time. Nothing around you can cord you. But when you come back here, you're going to feel the presence, maybe the density of what's around you. Here we come. Coming back down, I'll count to 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, Carrie. Back to you.
Okay. had a big yawn that time coming back. So, let's see. It's about 8 minutes to the top of the hour. So, before I look at any more questions, I just want to remind everybody that tomorrow, Sunday, starting at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern, is another 8-hour intensive conference call or absentee. Two left this month. If you haven't been on the first one, it's okay. You can come on at any point during the month. So, excuse me. Not really quite with it yet here. All right. So, Cindy is asking, I don't know if you can do this now that we're back down, Ron, from the light ship, but she's asking about the Jesus with Peace energy.
Yeah, you could bring up on the BBS page there, bring up the light.
Oh, right.
And we can run it through the light beam if you wish. So I'll give you 15 seconds to scroll down a little bit here. And you might be able to click on Jesus somewhere too, but let me just see. We could just do the light beam. There is a Jesus picture about halfway down on the scroll bar. I'm going to click on mine.
Oh, yeah.
And see how that looks. We could do that or the light beam, whatever one you wish. So here we go. We'll bring in the energy of Jesus through this particular picture that you have up. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. We go so stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, everybody. So, Carrie, I guess I'll turn it back over to you.
Okay. Wow. Just enjoying that for a moment here. Okay. Let's have a look. A lot of comments I'm zooming over with my eyeballs here on the fast chat. All right. So the questions that we have from before we went up, I think, are the only ones we have left. It's mostly, it's stuff about the Earth Spirit not being here and more stuff about clones. So maybe we'll just quickly address the Earth Spirit situation, because it looks like quite a few people are having a problem with the reality that the Earth Spirit isn't here anymore. So maybe, Ron, you have some suggestions. I know that Mika was suggesting timeline crashing, the feelings, I guess, that some people are having around the Earth Spirit not being here. Neat was saying they almost don't know what the point of anything is without the Earth Spirit here. So maybe you can just describe for us what it means for us individually that the Earth Spirit isn't here, how that affects our lives or not, you know, if there's anything that we do differently because of it.
Well, you're still living. You probably won't be getting a lot of energy from the Earth, but you do have the energy still in your body, and that's why it's very necessary to have more of your spirit energy with you. So if you don't have your spirit energy, then I would imagine at some point your body could decay a lot. But your body does have a spirit for its body, you know, a grain of sand, and so does your other spirit that looks out of your eyes, another grain of sand, to sustain life. But before you're actually connected to the Earth Spirit, courting the Earth Spirit, and sustaining more of your life from the Earth Spirit. And now that energy has left. Like I said, it may come back, may not. It's just doing ascension. That's who we are, you know. So you have to realize that the light ship comes at ascension time, once every 2,000 years for a short amount of time. And it's not that you're too late. It's just that you now have the awareness of what ascension is like. And it's happening across the universe of light. So the Earth Spirit needs to find its bits and pieces and parts of itself that the dark side has stolen in the abduction process, just like you need to do yourself. And there's nothing to really be alarmed about, because this is just the way it is. This is the ascension process. This is why we have this show, to help people with ascension clearings and to teach them and tell them about ascension. Otherwise, I would not be doing this. And that's why we're here, to help people out. So this is just the fact, and you can tell the difference when the Earth Spirit's going to leave here, probably in a couple of minutes here. And it's just the way it is. This is part of the changing of a consciousness from one to another. And the light ship comes to turn off the universe of light. Everything now will be dead. We'll say turned off, I guess it could be a better word, but no life. And then the darkness falls out of the universe of light. The Bible talks about that. You know, they talk about it for being turned off for so long or something, so many days of darkness, we'll say. Kind of a metaphor, but that's what happens. And the light gets turned back on again. And the spirits that can be collected and holding spiritual integrity will be able to go on. If they're not taken sideways, like everybody else on this planet has been every other time, that's why you're still here. Then you go out to the universe of light and get a creation, a body to go into, like you did in this time here a long time ago, but you got captured here. And this is the way it works. So it's a way to get out of here. But if you go sideways and you believe in the 2012 ascension stuff that the dark side's putting out, and you believe in some other system, or you have heard about another system, and the aliens have connected you to that on timelines, then that could be a problem. I talk about that a lot. I don't want to leave this show with a negative feeling for everybody, because you probably won't like it too much. In fact, your spirit will be leaving. I'll just count to 10, and they'll be out of here. So here we go. We got straight up on the hour. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There, now it's left. Because it has to go look for its parts. And that's what it's doing, is its own pre-ascension, just like you should be doing yourself. And that's kind of the way it is. So ascension is here. People have been talking about it, the New Agers, for probably, it's probably about the middle 70s. So, you know, that's a long time. And way to gain your consciousness is to clean out the densities like Jesus did 2,000 years ago. That's what he was doing that now, which is cleaning out the stuff inside of you. That's judgment. And that's what he was doing. So it's the same process back then as it is now, and that's the way it works. So we're in the pre-ascension stages here, as the Earth Spirit has left. You probably have noticed everything kind of seeming dead around you. Trees do not have a lot of life any longer, because they're not radiating energy from the planet. Can't get energy off rocks as easily now, or the ground, or anything else, because the Earth Spirit is not here emitting its energy, like its auric field, into stuff. It's now left. And it's not that it's that sad. It is in one way, but it's getting out of here. Remember, it held itself back for 2,000 years for you. And in that process, it was hoping that more people would have the ascension process this time around than what happened the last time around, where hardly anybody left here. So it dedicated itself to come back in the alien agenda of pure torture and everything else that the aliens do, taking more of itself away, just like yourself, and it chose to do that just for you. So, like I say, you had 2,000 years to your ancestors to clean out your bodies, and now you should be ready for ascension, because they should have done the work for you. And that's just the kind of the way it works. So now, you know, may not have been prepared for that, and this might be first-time knowledge for you, but that's the way it is. And your body knows about it. Your body knows that, yeah, this is ascension time. That's probably why you're listening to this program, because you know that something is up that you just can't put your finger on, but you don't want to be here any longer. And if that's the case, you know, then do the spirit barcode clearing, which will connect you to the light ship, so that when dark side does come and take you away at ascension time, which it does has done last time, and maybe, you know, maybe up to 30, 40 times since then, every 2,000 years it happens, depends how long you've been here, and then you'll be out of here. Light ship can find you that way. And that's why we put that on the website, to give people some hope. And we'll be doing the clone healing fairly soon, I believe. We'll be checking with the webmaster, and we'll see if we can get something coming up on that within maybe a couple of weeks here, I hope. And we're also doing some other clearings, too. But the main thing is on the clone one, you'll be able to click on there, and when you do the clearing, it'll automatically bring you, that part of you, back to wholeness on another planet that looks like this one that the creation light ship created, identical planet to this, in the light, so you can store your parts that you collected through your clearings there, and it will also be here too. Do you have anything to add, Carrie?
Well, yeah, that the one that you just mentioned there, the new Earth that was created, that's going to be a free clearing on your site. So the clone clearing the sort of examples of that Ron has been doing on Mondays will be an online clearing, and hopefully, as Ron was saying, in the next couple of weeks. But in addition to that, there is the new Earth clearing, and the new Earth does have a spirit. So even though the Earth spirit that we're used to feeling here on this planet has gone, the pieces of us that have been retrieved from the dark that are back into light will be able to go, I guess, be bilocating between here and the new Earth. So as much as we're here, we'll be able to be on a copy of this planet as it was originally created from the blueprint of this planet. It'll be those parts of us will be able to be there resonating with what this planet originally was created for and what we were supposed to be living on. So even though this one doesn't have a spirit anymore and has space holders in place of its spirit, the parts of us that are back in light are going to have a light Earth to be on. You know, those of you who are not feeling so great about the Earth spirit having left this planet, your light parts will be able to be on a planet just like this one, but that's in 100% light and has a spirit. So do you want to add anything to that, Ron? I hope I explained that correctly.
Yeah, so this clearing will have a entry box where you can enter into that the clearings that you have had in the past. And from there, you'll be able to transfer that energy to the new Earth. And from there, whatever clearing you have had that brought back a little grain of sand of you, that's with you. That's why you feel better after each clearing. That will be transferred also to the new Earth. You're not going to lose that part. They'll be bilocated. And this way, it'll be a safe sanctuary for you. And we'll start to actually start to become better, feeling better, because you know that you have some hope somewhere out there. And this is what it's about. So I guess that's probably it. I don't see any other questions here.
So well, there are a couple of others, but we can roll them over if you wanted to end, Ron. There are just a couple of clone questions. Maybe
we could do that, sure.
Okay. You want me to read them, you mean?
Yeah, you could read them. And
okay.
We'll 5 minutes here, so.
Okay, great. So Mark was wondering, if clones are scared of what created them, because you were mentioning different alien races create the clones.
Well, I'm sure that the clones could be afraid of other clones. But as far as the alien races, no, because they're just a program. They're an artificial intelligent program. And
okay.
They're a replica of you. And when one clone leaves, another one comes in. They don't necessarily know each other because they are at a different consciousness on the timeline. That's why you might look different after you get a clone out of you. And but they do transfer the information of that movie that you're in, you know, before the new clone comes in. So like handing the baton off, you know. One clone leaves, gives you the information to the next clone, because otherwise it would just be there like, duh, what's happening, you know? And so it has to have that information, and it goes back probably a couple of weeks. Really, like I said, you know, probably 4 days is all that it really needs. You know, people go to work, you know, even, you know, 5 days would be probably plenty. Think back upon your life right now. You really have to realize what happened to you, you know, over a week ago. I think most people would say, no, you know, why do that? But you do need to know what you did yesterday, because yesterday may have your notes of what you're doing today, you know. Maybe you plan to do something, you know, maybe in a few days, so you do need to have that information. Otherwise, it would be like a brand new day for you. That's the way it's supposed to be in the light. But the clones, because you live in, with other people here that are clone bodies too, you do have to interface with everybody. So if everybody didn't know what they were doing, boy, it'd be pretty rough trying to communicate to people. Just think of going someplace like to the shopping mall, and nobody knows what store to go into, and they're running around like rats, you know. And the salespeople are outside too, not knowing what their job is. So we do have to have some kind of order, and the clones give you that wonderful order because they work in time. The aliens control the time. So that's hopefully the answer to what you asked there. So the clones don't necessarily interface with each other. And the alien races may not like the other alien race. Remember, they just bought a piece of the timeline. So I would imagine the first one probably has the most priority. And I imagine they could probably bump off another alien race or move them, you know, behind you or something if they wanted to bring yours in. You know, they all have their own technologies, but basically they're on you on the timeline, and they come in sequentially. One gets removed, another one pops in again. And the way to experience that is to come on the call on Monday, only $20, and you can feel much better about your life because you know that you're becoming real. You're a human. That's what we do each one of these here. And it just depends how much you have accumulated in your savings account. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, and then Stephanie was just wondering, if you're not really feeling anything on the clone calls, what does that mean?
It means they probably numbed you out quite a bit. You might, what I would do then is, if you don't feel anything, you know, the little video cameras can be pretty inexpensive right now, you know. And you could probably buy a little video camera for $50 or borrow one and set it up on a little tripod and put it in front of you. And if you're on the call, turn the thing on for that hour and a half, and just sit in your chair and make sure that the audio is on and watch yourself. And you're probably going to feel yourself jump, twitch or something. You might find that through part of it. Maybe your clothes moves over a little bit on your body. Maybe your clothes used to be kind of wrinkled and it became pressed. Maybe your hair wasn't exactly put in the same place because the last clone had it different than the previous one or the one after. Remember, because they have to take a picture, we'll say, of the last clone, how it looks, and then remake that whole thing. It's a different alien race doing it. It's a whole different laboratory. And then they pop you in here. So this is why things change sometimes for you. And this is the way the clones work. So, you know, get that video camera and, you know, do it. And also get a mirror if you want, you know. Look in a mirror and watch yourself. Watch the wrinkles go away. Watch your eyes become brighter as a clone get released. Look at your skin texture. But I think a video camera would be great if you really wanted to see what's happening to you. Plus, you're going to feel better. You might feel younger, have more energy, maybe have some aches and pains. They go away sometimes. So you may have a chronic pain for 20 years, and all of a sudden, rid of the clones that maybe are maybe in your ankle or knee or something like that, and all they know about is the pain. They come in to take your pain energy from you, you're suffering, and all of a sudden they get extracted, and along with them being gone, so does the issue that we're taking out, and the issue's gone, now your body's fine. I think all your physical problems are from clones. You probably have clones for cancer and everything else, you know, tumors, et cetera, you know, whatever we deal with here, they probably have clones that are living off that energy of you. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay, and it just occurred to me that probably the older we are, the more clones we have, because we've been here generating emotions and timelines longer than a child or a young person, and so we have more clones rotating through us. So perhaps the younger you are, maybe the less you'll feel the clone clearing, because you have less clones to get cleared, and you have a little bit more of your true self with you. The extreme being a baby or a 1-year-old is going to have a lot more of their real self with them than, say, a 90-year-old.
Yeah, that is correct.
So it could be partly that, you know, that maybe some of the timelines you've been crashing and taking the clones out of us on, some of us have a lot more clones on with those issues or topics or timelines than maybe some of the younger people listening. So I don't know how old you are, Stephanie, but, you know, maybe that's part of the reason, too. So, well, it's almost quarter past.
That sounds good. We can quit now.
Okay.
Okay, everybody.
All right.
Over time, but remember, get on the call Monday. Go to creationlightshift.com, and that's our Monday conference call. Get decloned, $20, and you'll be amazed how much better you feel. So, thank you, everybody. See you later. Blessings.
Thank you, Ron.
Thank you, Carrie.
Good night, everybody.